Quinn Grovey will be there. Quinn Grovey is being inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, and we welcome him now on the Rumble Revolution Hotline. Congratulations, Quinn Grovey, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good.
It's so good to have you on, and I know you had a lunch that ran late. We were hoping to get you in studio so I could see your smiling face, but this is the next best thing. So, long time coming, old number four.
Well, you know, man, I'm excited about it. You're right, long time coming, but glad to be going in with a great class. Yeah. And, you know, I just got a chance to spend some time with all the guys, and everybody's excited, man. We're looking for a good night tonight.
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
I was just going to say, speaking of tonight, how long did they give you to talk?
They said about 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, can you imagine a lifetime of achievement?
There's no way. Quinn, I think you got to do as long as you want and say, I'm sorry, I thought you said 34 minutes.
3 to 4 minutes. They said if you talk too long, they're going to put the music on you, kind of like the Academy Awards, so you better have your stuff together.
Hey,
so.
You know what? Cliff Lee, I think, will give you about a minute or two of his.
No doubt.
He didn't talk that much.
Yes.
That's going to be fun, man.
So what, when you found out, I guess, what were some of the things that you thought about out of the gate?
Oh, man, I just thought about, you know, what an honor it was. I mean, when you talk about going to somebody's Sports Hall of Fame, I mean, that's a big deal. That means something that you've done has really impacted somebody. So, and when you look at some of the people that have gone into this Sports Hall of Fame, I mean, you think, man, I'm doing a pretty great class. So those are the first things that really hit me, you know, just being humbled by the experience, by the honor. And, man, I'm just thankful to be going in.
What kinds of things in that limited time will you hit on tonight, do you think? Who will you mention? What kinds of things will you talk about?
You know, I'll talk a lot about some of the players and coaches, you know, that impacted my life. Definitely talk a lot about the family. Talk about my mom and how she impacted me, my wife and daughter, and, you know, just a lot of different people that really impacted me and just been there for me, supported me throughout my entire, you know, sports career.
Quinn Grovey joining us in the zone, going in the Sports Hall of Fame, part of a spectacular class for 2011. Obviously, everybody knows that you're, you know, doing the sidelines now at Arkansas. Are you? And I know you've got a real job too that you work. Mm-hmm. Are you happy with that? I mean, is that something you want to expand on? Would you like to do something else in broadcasting, or are you happy doing what you're doing?
You know, at some point in time, I think I may try to pursue that. You know, I'm not getting any younger, of course, but at some point in time, I would like to try to do something like that. Right now, Home Depot is definitely the place that's buttering the bread right now, and I don't want to do anything to impact that. So, you know, but, you know, I love doing the radio piece. I mean, you know, it's just it's great to stay close to the football program. Still makes you feel young, makes you feel glad that you're not out there getting hit. Mm. And, you know, so I just enjoy it, man. It's something that I always want to do in some form or fashion, whether it's here or somewhere else.
Quinn, can you take us through when you finished at Arkansas? What, do there any NFL possibilities? Were you?
Actually, I had some opportunities to go in the NFL. They wanted me to switch positions, and they wanted me to do, you know, go to a wide receiver or play punt returner. And I'm not about to go back there and try to catch a punt, you know, with the way some of these overzealous guys, you know, I could see myself in a preseason game, you know, trying to do a fair catch, and one of these overzealous guys comes down there and knocks you out.
Right.
So I'm not interested in that. So I had an opportunity to go to Canada and play there, but it's a situation with the money, and they don't receive checks in a timely fashion in Canada. So, you know, I had to make a decision to say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and start my business career. And I thought, well, where would I be in 5 years if I went to Canada?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be coming out of Canada, you know, and really start trying to move up in the business where I decided, you know, I'm going to go ahead and start now. And it's been a decision that's paid off for me. So anytime I get the urge to play football, I just jump on that PlayStation and just whoop somebody online.
I can say this for a fact. I have played Quinn in college football, and it is not a pleasant experience. Honestly, I'd rather get kicked in the face with a steel-toed boot.
Do they have they don't have past Razorback college football teams, do they, on that? You know how they have some kind of like
classic,
classic teams?
Yeah, they do. Well, at least on the last few college games they have, and you know, they had like an all Razorback team.
Oh, okay.
I was one of the quarterbacks, and they had Joe Ferguson as the starter. You know, so I have to always have to press pause and go insert myself into the game. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Or at least a punt returner, right?
Because
I know how bad you wanted to do that. Quinn Grovey joined us in the zone, going into the Sports Hall of Fame tonight, the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah, you know, Pat's been getting a lot of questions. A lot of former Razorback basketball players have about the basketball program. They're not that pleasant right now. But for a former football player, talking about the football program, especially in your line of work, at least your side job, it's got to be about as good as it gets.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how great this year was. I mean, being able to go to that BCS game and experience that, man, that's awesome. I mean, that's big-time stuff. I mean, that's on a whole nother level. I mean, I've been to the Liberty Bowl, and I've been to the Cotton Bowl, and I've been to a lot of different things. But when you talk about playing on that stage, I mean, that's big-time stuff. So to be able to see the team be able to compete every single week and have a chance to win, because, you know, I mean, it wasn't too long ago that we used to always not always go into a game thinking we had an opportunity to win, and you didn't feel that at all this year. And I feel like we're moving in the right direction. Coach Petrino is a great coach, man, and I can tell you, I think we'll be making some more BCS trips in the near future.
I think so too. The culture has definitely changed, and I mean, I think we're all thrilled and being down there. The only thing is, I was hoping you would jump out there and scoop and score during the Sugar Bowl. That could have been pretty awesome, but you know, you can't have everything. So what's your anticipation on the quarterback situation coming in next year? It looks like they've got, I mean, everybody's talking Wilson, but, I mean, regardless, my thing is he either wins and you're in good shape or somebody beats him out and you know that kid can really play if that happens.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think it's definitely Tyler's job to lose. There's no question about it. And I think he's savvy enough to keep the job. I know a lot of people are talking about Brandon Mitchell and Jacoby Walker and those guys. And we got some we got some guys that can really play, but I think it's going to be Tyler. I mean, what he came in and did in that Auburn game, I got to tell you, you can't have ability and not come in and do what he did. I mean, for him to come off the bench cold turkey and just light Auburn up, I mean, that was completely impressive. I mean, I was standing over there, you know, next to him before he actually went into the game. I mean, he's just kind of, you know, watching the game, so on and so forth. And then next thing you know, get in there. And then he's in there lighting them up, throwing touchdowns. So, he's got some moxie. That's what I like about him. He understands the playbook. He understands where people are going to be. And I think Coach Petrino and those guys will have him ready to go.
I don't think there's any doubt. Quinn, we appreciate you making some time for us. Enjoy today. It's very well deserved. And always enjoy talking to you. Always enjoy being around you. I wish I got to hang out with you a little more often. But, you know.
He just got to call me.
You got to answer. That's not him calling's not the problem. You answering is the problem.
That's true, too. Hey. We used to run around a little bit before we got married, so you know, it's family. That's what happens. You got other priorities now. I dig it. But next time I'm in town, I'll call you. We're gonna go grab some dinner.
All right, you do. And Pat, you call me too, man.
Okay, man. And listen, we'll start tonight. Just don't big time me when I run up to you with my number 4 jersey. Hey, will you sign Pat's jersey for me? So excited, Quinn.
Yeah. Hey, if you sign one for me,
I love it. The Mutual Admiration Society. All right, Quinn. Thanks so much, man. Enjoy it.
All right, fellas.
I appreciate it.
All right,
bye.
Okay.